is speaking during a ceremony at which the Troika countries and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, signed the Juba Peace Agreement as witnesses in Khartoum on Tuesday. Ambassador Booth said the United States, the United Kingdom, and Norway are committed to supporting the implementation of the Juba Peace Deal and to ensuring that a democratic transformation is realized in Sudan. Booth, who signed on behalf of the U.S. government, urged the signatories to the Juba Peace Deal to ensure that basic freedoms for Sudanese citizens are guaranteed and basic services are delivered to citizens as is stipulated in the agreement.
Freedom from want, the ability to feed, to clothe, and to educate your family. Freedom of speech, the ability to challenge authority, to challenge the way things have been done, and the ability to resolve differences through dialogue rather than violence. And fourth, freedom of religion. The Juba Peace Agreement does provide for religious freedom, for separation of state and religion.
Ambassador Booth says the transitional government needs to accelerate the process of the transitional justice to ensure that victims of conflict in Sudan get justice.
They need to see accountability, and the Juba Peace Agreement provides for that, both via transitional justice and through the Special Court for Darfur.
Speaking at the same ceremony, Professor Manasseh Lamole, the representative of South Sudan's government, praised the Troika countries for their continuous and genuine support for the peace process in the region. He reiterated the commitment of the government of South Sudan in bringing all Sudanese parties to the negotiating table and to achieve peace in their country.
The steps taken by the United States of America, United Kingdom, and Norway, and the IGAD to append their signatories to the Juba Peace Agreement is commendable and will surely consolidate these great gains for this country and for the world.
Al-Hadi Idris, the current chair of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, a coalition of armed groups which signed the Juba Peace Deal with the Sudanese government, welcomed Troika and IGAD support.
We greatly welcome this signing that will assure support and strengthen the implementation of the agreement and contribute to lasting peace in Sudan. This historic moment marks an important milestone in the implementation of the Juba Agreement.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok says he too appreciates the support of the Troika countries and IGAD in Sudan's peace process. Hamdok says, with the help of its partners, the transitional government is determined to achieve peace in Sudan, to see that justice is served, and to ensure that economic institutions are strengthened.
The way to the future and to peace is not easy, and we cannot achieve this alone as the transitional government, and we cannot allow it to be implemented by others on behalf of the Sudanese. The transitional government, with a strong will, good faith, and determination, is ready to engage with partners locally, regionally, and internationally in order to make the transitional period a success and to achieve the objectives of the December Revolution.
The Sudanese Transitional Government and the Sudanese Revolutionary Front signed the Juba Peace Agreement in October 2020. Another round of peace talks between the government and the holdout rebel group SPLM North faction, led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu, is underway in South Sudan's capital, Juba. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.